Good morning to you all. This is Brother Wilmer here again with the morning devotional, 484-919-8850. 484-919-8850. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Then this is the message which we heard of him, and declare it unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. These verses are in 1 John chapter 1. It says here, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. That is so true. If we walk in this life, through this life, with nothing to hide, in brokenness, and we are able to confess our sins and to God and to man, there's something that happens. There's something that opens up for us. There's something about walking that way through life that opens up the way for fellowship, especially with those that love the Lord. Another thing that I'm starting to see here is many marriages, especially, where they long for a greater connectedness in marriage or in their family, where husband and wife walk this way, where there's no darkness at all, where they walk in the light, where they walk in openness, where there's an openness between them, and they walk in that. And many times when a couple walks in that and discover the fellowship that they can have, the next thing that they notice is their children and long to have that same thing between them and their children. And I'm starting to see that this is something that children long for. This is something that children feel safe in. That is, if their parents walk with them in the same way, where there is no darkness, where there is nothing hidden at all, and where parents can sit down and explain to their children where they have been in their life and the consequences that they are now reaping from where they have been in life. That brings a safety for children. That brings a safety for a family. And of course, this must be done discreetly according to their age. not necessarily according to where we have been, but according to our children's age. And it is necessary that we are open with our children and hide nothing from them. We actually do them a favor. And that, again, I just stress that according to their age. Now, children, children are able to sense these things much younger than what we suppose many times. And it seems we can, in a way, just push it off from sitting down with our children and having that kind of openness with them. So I guess there's two extremes. We can sit down with them when they're too young to handle, but for way too many families, they wait way too long. There's something in the likeness of our Heavenly Father in this. Our Heavenly Father hides nothing from us. Nothing. He doesn't hide anything from us. Who he is, how he is, where he is. He is a very much an open book before us. And as we get to know him and read his word, we see this more and more. That is what he wants us to walk in as well, as an earthly father and an earthly mother, in an open way. And especially with our children, where there is nothing hidden at all, where no one else that has known you years ago can tell your children something they didn't know already. It can bring a togetherness in a family when this is done in a right way, like nothing else can. There's many people that will argue against this. However, when a person argues against this, he most likely has not found freedom for himself. He most likely hasn't been an open book to his wife, first of all, and then to his brothers and sisters in Christ in the Lord. So the according to Scripture here, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. I found this verse to be true in my own life. I found this verse to be true in others' lives. We live in this world, and if we focus our eyes on the negative things in this world, things look pretty dark and hopeless. But God has made a way. I find it so interesting. God has made a way for everything. While we are here, he has taken care of us in so many different ways, and he has made it that we can walk in these things regardless of who we are, or how much money we have, or how much money we do not have. He's made a way that it's possible for everyone to walk in his ways. He is good. Praise the Lord.